Hi, this is Chris, back again with a fun fact from the Odyssey Scrapbook. Waylaid in the Windy City is one of Odyssey's most popular episodes. Have you ever wondered about the story behind the story? Here's Odyssey writer-producer Paul McCusker to talk about it.
Well, shortly after I moved to England, I had read an article in the newspaper about a military attaché who was driving across London, and he had this laptop computer sitting on the front seat, and it was filled with all kinds of top-secret government information. And so he had stopped along the way, went in to use the bathroom, came back out to his car, and the laptop had been stolen. The car had been broken into. And I thought, what a great idea. What a great idea for a story, especially since the police didn't believe that the thief knew what he had stolen. And so I loved the idea of this thief not knowing that he had this valuable laptop. And out of that came the idea of the mix-up with the luggage and then the whole plot for Waylaid in the Windy City.
As you can see, inspiration for an Odyssey show can come from just about anywhere. But like many Odyssey stories, this one went through many changes from outline to final draft.
My original outline was set in London, with Whit and Connie taking a trip there for some reason. And I had all kinds of jokes about Americans in London, the differences in our cultures. You know, Connie complaining constantly about the fact that there was only 4 television channels, that sort of thing. And originally, the investigating officer was Agent James Duffield. James was going to be the son of Reginald Duffield. The name Duffield should ring a bell because it ties into the Operation Dig Out episodes. And also, I should mention that Duffield is my wife's maiden name. Ultimately, though, we decided not to set it in London, mostly because we were concerned that our Los Angeles actors, our American actors, wouldn't be able to pull off convincing British accents. It's really not as easy as some people think. So we went back and forth on that idea and ultimately decided to set it in Chicago.
But how did Dr. Blaggard get involved in the story?
I wasn't exactly sure who the bad guy was going to be in this, or who was behind this whole mess, until the moment when Connie gets grabbed and the elevator doors open up and suddenly somebody needed to stand there. And I thought, well, who else? It has to be Dr. Blaggard. And that's how he wound up in the story. I didn't start the story thinking it was going to be him. And of course, once you have Dr. Blaggard there, then there was no question that Richard Maxwell had to make an appearance as well.
And that's the story of the return of Dr. Blaggard and Waylaid in the Windy City.